shines again. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes winning Super Bowl MVP honors for the second time, following his team's 38-35 defeat over the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday. Mahomes throwing three touchdowns in the game, including one to tight end Travis Kelce.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it! Touchdown!
Sound courtesy of Fox Sports. Kicker Harrison Butker hit the game-winning 27-yard field goal. Mahomes winning this year's NFL MVP award as well. A US F-22 fighter jet shooting down an unidentified flying object over Lake Huron Sunday. It's the fourth takedown of such an object in 8 days. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick tells Fox News Live that the Chinese dictator's actions are becoming increasingly concerning.
President Xi has been willing to do things that his predecessors have not. Those of us on the House Intelligence Committee have been seeing this and getting briefed on, not this specifically, but the threat of the CCP for years now. But I will tell you, Arthel, this is a whole new level of aggression.
It is not known yet whether Sunday's object or the objects shot down on Friday and Saturday are from China or any other country. The head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herrick, says the suspected Chinese spy balloon that emerged over U.S. airspace in late January, prompting the repeated takedowns. Russian forces continuing to shell Ukrainian cities over the weekend in its attempt to seize more land in the eastern industrial region of Donbas. Ukrainian officials say Moscow is having difficulty launching a large offensive there. The death toll from the two earthquakes that hit southeast Turkey and northern Syria last Monday has now risen to over 33,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another Republican giving hints at a 2024 presidential run. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Former President Trump has already announced. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley plans to get in this week. On CBS Face the Nation, New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu teased a run, saying his track record on the state level may be what America needs.
They're tired of extreme candidates. They're tired of gridlock. They want somebody to come to the table. And it could be myself. It could be other governors. But it has to be leadership with proven results.
A recent Monmouth University poll shows another Republican governor, Florida's Ron DeSantis, as his party's favorite for the 2024 nomination.
A surprising surge in the number of babies being treated for a sexually transmitted disease in Mississippi. Fox's Ted Lindner with the report.
The number of babies being treated for congenital syphilis is up more than 900% over 5 years. According to the CDC, babies infected with syphilis may not initially show symptoms, but for those who are not treated within 3 months of birth, complications can be severe. Syphilis can damage a baby's organs, and the disease can pummel a child's nervous system and imperil their vision and hearing, and in the worst-case scenario, cause death.
American Idol facing a lawsuit from some former contestants.
My name's Normandy, and I'm from Baltimore.
Former American Idol contestant Normandy Famos, known for her high-pitched speaking voice, is suing the show's producers as part of a wage and hour class action lawsuit, claiming she and others should have been paid as employees for the time they spent waiting to audition for the show. Famous's lawyer said in a release, American Idol's producers seem to feel that they can break labor laws and exploit ambitious young performers simply because they may be eager for a shot at becoming the next Jennifer Hudson or Carrie Underwood. The lawsuit also named other contestants and was filed against ABC and the production companies behind the show.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.